North Carolina is among the 10 states with the highest number of DACA recipients. A U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services spokesperson says there are 24,480 individuals receiving DACA benefits in the state. Those protections include things like a driver's license, permission to work, and a Social Security number.
And what I hear from clients is they really do feel more part of the community than they ever have before.
Shoshana Freed directs the Justice for All program at Pisgah Legal Services. She says as DACA's fate hangs in limbo, clients are coming to her with fears about losing those protections.
And then obviously even worse, what will happen if they're not allowed to stay here anymore because the program was canceled? You know, and these are young adults that have lived in the United States for most of their lives.
It's also led to hesitation about whether to reapply for the program at all. The USCIS says as of June, only 27% of recipients nationwide had filed for renewal for benefits that expire by the end of this month. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.